What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined by my man Dustin Fox, getting ready for Mike Pettine's debut as head coach against the Steelers this Sunday, but it's also the debut of a big rookie class here for the Browns. So I'm going to hand it off to Dustin, and you're going to tell me the number one impact rookie to watch this Sunday.
I think the number one impact rookie to watch this week will be on the defensive side of the ball. Shocker, an ex-defensive back will pick another DB. Justin Gilbert, the rookie corner out of Oklahoma State. He had a rough preseason. He kind of got invited into the NFL, kind of had his rookie experience, but I think he bounces back this week. You're telling me from behind the scenes he's going to play nickel. He's not going to start the game. Buster Screen will start, but when he comes in a nickel back on nickel situations on a third down, that's where he's got to make an impact.
Yeah, and we got to hope he can get the better of Marcus Wheaton. That's who he's probably going to be covering primarily on the opposite side of Antonio Brown. For me, it's Chris Kirksey. I love what this kid did in the preseason. The number one rated, folks, coverage linebacker by Pro Football Focus in the entire preseason. One interception, one pass defense, 18 tackles on about 125 snaps for Kirksey. This is a guy, he may be small in Madden, but he is tall on talent, already plays like a veteran. And while Craig Robertson may be the starter, they're kind of co-starters right now, I expect to see him in those nickel situations, and that's where the Browns need him because they couldn't get off the field on third downs this year. Gilbert and Kirksey going to help that a lot. Yeah,
both guys on defense, and Mike Pettine's got to be happy about that too. Being a defensive head coach, having two players as rookies be impact players right away, that'd be huge.
Certainly. On the offensive side of the ball, Joel Bitonio is going to start at left guard for the Browns. And this is a game where the Browns need to run the football against the Steelers. What are you expecting to see from Bitonio?
I hope he steps up. I mean, I thought a couple times there in that Rams game, he had, again, his rookie moments as well, that the same game as Justin Gilbert. But I like this kid. I think it was a good pick by the Browns. You love to watch his offensive lineman as well. So you loved him. And we were doing the draft show.
Right.
You loved him. You like what he's bringing to the table. Looking forward to seeing him.
And he's a feisty guy. Yeah. I think he's not afraid of the Steelers rivalry.
Well, he's got
physical.
The Amish beard going on. The half Andrew Luck. I like this kid a lot. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Now the other drafted rookie who probably is going to have an impact in the first game, Terrence West. But is this more of a 50-50, or do you think Ben Tate has really emerged as the main guy?
It's, you know what's interesting? I think Ben Tate will be the number one guy, obviously. But then behind him, Crowell made the roster. And we'll get to him in a minute. But Terrence West, I thought he played well in the preseason. But that fumble in the preseason,
sure,
you wonder how that affects the coaches' minds in terms of can they trust him in a real game.
And the other rookie, the big question, are we going to see Johnny Manziel in a package against the Steelers on Sunday?
What do you think?
I don't know. I think it's good that it's out there.
I think they get this football in his hands at some point in this game. I think you have to. You have to see what he can do. You saw what he could do in the preseason, but that was against twos and threes, not against the ones of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Absolutely. But if nothing else, you put it out there so that everybody the rest of the season has to prepare for it and spend time on it in practice. Final question here on Cleveland Browns Today. Undrafted free agents. The Browns have a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Which one's going to make the biggest impact as a rookie in their first NFL game?
I mentioned Crowell. I think he'll have an impact. But the number one guy has to be Taylor Gabriel. I mean, Brian Hoyer found something with him in that last preseason game and that drive that they had for a touchdown. I think he'll be a perfect complement to Andrew Hawkins. I don't know where they get him involved, whether it's going to be in the slot, four wide receiver sets,
sure,
but he'll have an impact.
Look for him on the outside, led the team with 10 catches, nearly 130 yards receiving in the preseason. I'm going to give a little love to the fullback, Ray Agnew, just because we haven't had one, and I think to win this game, the Browns are going to have to run the rock, so hopefully Agnew can get it done.
Old school, huh?
Old school,
man,
little
like
smash
it.
Mouth,
smash
let's go.
Mouth, three toughest yards in a cloud of dust, Woody Hayes style.
That's right, there you go, Woody Hayes, toughest team on the field. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Today, and keep it tuned to clevelandbrowns.com for all your Browns news and notes.